to bear with me and the people I do miss. Please, it wasn't intentional. Joe Ellis, obviously, CEO. Joe, for everything you've done for me. Rich Lifka, General Counsel. Jim Barlow, VP of Finance. Dave Abrams, VP of Security. Rich Student Strength, of course, Russ Trainer. We just got him in from the technology. Russ, you've done a great job since you've been here. Jim Goodman, Jeff Goodman, Brian Zanders, obviously, Jim being VP of Football Operations. Very good friend, has done a great job last three drafts. He gets all the credit for those drafts. He did an unbelievable job. Both Jeff and Jim being assistant general managers. Cindy Galloway Kellogg and Greg Carney in the marketing department. Obviously, Jim Sacramano, VP Public Relations. Patrick Smythe kind of has helped me out since he's been here. He's really grown. Stephen Anopoulos, obviously our head trainer. I don't know what I would have done without him. Never had to worry about his area. Chris Valente, equipment. Ken Erickson and Gary McCune, obviously video. Chip Conway, VP Operations, Troy Smith, Turf, and my assistant, Cindy Lowe. She was really the head coach over the last 14 years, a heck of a job. She would really call plays most of the time, so the bad plays was Cindy's fault, so good ones. Chrissy Nichols, obviously, Pam Papsdorf, Megan Zobik, so many support staff that I know I missed a few, a number of guys that and gals that have been here through the years, and you're not here for 21 years unless you got the best people around you, and I've been able to have that. What I'd like to do is kind of go through a few players, if you'll bear with me. Obviously, John Elway, we know what he's meant to this organization. Obviously, our Super Bowls, and obviously his legacy. Guy like Terrell Davis, you know, you just don't get better. Shannon Sharp, Steve Atwater, I mean, Tony Jones, Romo, Zimmerman, Shalreth, Nalen, Alfred Williams, Howard Griffith, Rod Smith, Ed McCaffrey, Steve Berline, Neil Smith, Ray Crockett, Dennis Smith, Carl Mecklenburg. I mean, I can go on and on. Jim Ryan, Rick Dennison, both his players and coaches. You know, Kubiak, Rick Dennison, he's done all different things for me. And Bobby Turner, right from the start, Greg Robinson, Larry Coyer, Ray Rhodes, Bob Slowick, Heimerdinger, Alex Gibbs, Jeremy Bates, Steve Watson, Jed Fish, Carl Durrell, Pat McPherson, Brian Piriani, Bill Johnson, Jacob Burney, Ronnie Bradford, the late Jack Elway, and Jerry Fry, two guys that were just unbelievable. Also like to thank, you know, Dave Logan, you know, what he's done, put up with me with the radio shows, obviously, Channel 9 and Channel 4, Rocky Mountain and Denver Post. One thing about any time you're in a two-newspaper town and Denver's so popular, one thing I always respected is the jobs you guys would do. I know it wasn't always perfect, but I understand the environment. I understand the Denver Broncos, how competitive it was. And one thing I can say, that you guys were fair. And that's all you ask, because you got a tough job. Scott Hastings, David Diaz-Infante, and the current team. You know, the one thing that really exciting to me is the football team we have, the character of this team. I think the things we're able to do this year, you know, when you do leave a football team and you leave a team that has the utmost character, you know, you feel good about it. And you take a look at where we were offensively, what we did, you know, you feel like you're leaving a team that's got a chance to be a difference maker. You know, I compare it to the teams that I've been on, going to Super Bowls or winning Super Bowl teams, and this offense will be as good as any of them. And just, it's right from top to bottom. What character, talent, a lot of guys going in the same direction. I'd also like to thank the fans, the community, you know, the state of Colorado for their support. Even being up there in Greeley, you know, through all those years, people in Greeley were the best. But there's so many people, like I said, you're someplace for 21 years, 14 as a head coach. You know, it's kind of hard to say it in a few minutes. What everybody's meant to you, but that's the reason why I'm here. The reason why I've had success is because of those people. Obviously, Pat Bowlen. That's tough because he's a great friend. He will always be my great friend. Best owner in sports. I appreciate every opportunity you gave me to be successful. I can go on and on, but you have to make tough decisions in any organization. And Pat made a tough decision. And you have to do that in organizations. And I just thank him for giving me the opportunity to do the things I've been able to do. Questions?
Mike, did you deserve this?
Pardon me?
Did you deserve this?
Well, you know, the thing about deserving, it really doesn't matter about deserve. I feel good about the job I've done. The thing is, you've got to make some tough decisions when you run an organization. You've got to do things that are in the best interest of the organization. And Pat felt that that was right, and I understand the direction, you know, he went. And I got no problem with it because he's the best owner in sports. And so what I have to do is regroup, think about the things that I want to do. But relative to this team, you know, Pat's looking at he's going to keep the offensive staff intact as much as he can. We got going in the right direction. He's going to make some changes, obviously, in the defensive side. And he's going to do what he thinks gives the Broncos the best chance to be Super Bowl champs. Now, sometimes you've got to make those tough decisions. I've been here for 14 years, had 14 great years. And it's been fun. It's been a great ride. And I, you know, 21 years, obviously, all in all. And you go back through those experiences, I want to give anything up. So, do you deserve it? Hey, we didn't win for the last 3 years. You know, we're 8-8. You know, we're a 500 team. And you get judged by performance. I didn't get the job done. And that's, you know, that's the bottom line. And your job is to win and to win championships. And we have not won a championship for a while. So the next place that I go to, that'll be the one thing that I'm thinking about, is what gives me the best chance to win a championship. You know, I think you understand sports. You really don't know what's going, you know, what's going to happen. I wasn't really sure. I didn't really think it was going to happen because, you know, the character of the team, the way we were going offensively, I knew we weren't doing it defensively. But it did catch me a bit by surprise, but I can understand the reasoning behind it.
Are you going to take a little time off and get away?
Pardon me?
Are you going to take a little time off and get away?
Yeah, a little bit. Sounds like I got a lot of time right now.
Mike, knowing your history with the team, the Super Bowls, what you meant to this community, what's the hardest part about this?
Well, I don't know if it's, you know, the hardest part. You know, I think what you do is you reflect through your relationships and what you're able to accomplish. And I think we've done a lot. And when you leave an organization, sometimes you leave it and you're saying, hey, you know what? It's time to go because we don't have a very good team. And I don't want to put any pressure on the new head coach, but when you take a look at the offense and the youth and the talent, and defensively we lost a couple of our captains this year. They'll be back. We get some guys that went out. They'll be back. So through free agency and the draft, people want to be a Denver Bronco. This is the best organization in sports. Pat Bowlen does an unbelievable job of giving you the best chance to be successful. So when you look at everything, you're saying, hey, you know what? It's been fun. We'll always be friends. We'll always be best friends. And I appreciate people having to make tough decisions. It's not easy. But you got to do what you think is in the best interest of the organization. And I think I missed. And I want to thank Ted Sundquist and Bob Ferguson and Rick Smith. I didn't mention Turlink and Dyer. I think I passed over those now that you mention it because, you know, I had to make some tough decisions. It's always tough. But you're doing what you think gives you the best chance to win. And that's what the Denver Broncos are. They want to win. They want to be champions. And I think we will in the near future. And I'll always be part of that. I'll always be rooting for them. And hopefully we get it done.
As many times as you've sat across the desk and told the player he's done, what was it like for you to sit across the desk and having someone who you describe as your best friend tell you?
Well, I think when it happened to me the first time, when I was with the Raiders, it was very tough. The first time you're fired, but all of a sudden you start getting used to, you get used to getting fired. It's not quite as bad because you understand sometimes people got to make some tough decisions. But on the serious side, that it's always tough when you put your heart and soul into something and you're let go, because that's all you care about. is winning. And that's the bottom line. So when you're not able to do that, it's hard, especially when you think you're not too far off. But, you know, the bottom line is you understand people have to make decisions that they feel gives this organization the best chance to win. And those decisions for me over the years have been very tough. I mean, I love a lot of these guys that you got to let go. But you do things that are you think give you the best chance to win. And those are tough decisions, the toughest there are. But that's what leaders do. You got to look at something and say, hey, I made a mistake, or I think it's the best interest of this organization to go in a different direction. Sometimes you got to do that with coaches. You got to do it with support staff. But you better be on the cutting edge, because if not, it's going to pass you by. And any executive will tell you, if you don't make those tough decisions, it won't be long, and you'll be very average.
So what was it like yesterday?
No, I felt for Pat. Pat was telling me something. I says, hey, I understand where you're coming from. I understand how tough a decision it is. It was harder on him to tell me than it was for me to accept it, because I've been in those shoes before. It is tough, and especially with a great relationship that we've had all through the years. It lasted about 5 minutes. The only reason is I think we both would have broke down.
You understand the business side of it, like you said, but on the personal side,
it's got to
hurt.
Oh, it does, yeah. It does hurt. But, you know, hey, you know, that's, you know, tough times don't last. Tough people do. You know, that's life. You do, you regroup and you go find another job. And my goal is always to win a Super Bowl. That my next job that I go to, it'll be based on one thing. It gives you the best chance to win, because this thing is about winning with all the time you put in.
How much do you want to coach in the NFL next year?
Oh, I just, you know, I'm not going to make any decisions if it'll be, you know, next year, this year, 2 years from now. I can't make those decisions. But you sit back and get away for a couple weeks and look at your options or opportunities, and you kind of go from there. But my decision will be based on what gives that football team the best chance to win. Pardon me? You know, the thing that people don't understand, I don't think very often, titles really don't mean anything. You know, what matters is people making decisions. What you want is you want competent people to run different parts of your organization. And that's what I've always wanted. I mean, if I got a general manager that is taking care of personnel, they may give me the final say, but how often do I have the final say? What I want is I want great advice. I want the guy that's coaching those quarterbacks or coaching the offensive line to coach it better than me. I know they're putting all that time in. I want the GM, who's a lot more qualified than I am in personnel, because he's doing it 24 hours a day, to tell me who to sign. And that's how you develop a strong organization. You want to find people that are stronger than you in certain areas to have a chance to be successful. And I've always tried to do that. Every assistant I try to hire somebody that knows that position better than me, or I could coach that position, and that's not my specialty. And that's what I think you try to do in any organization, try to get the best and let them go. Now, if a certain position needs help, then it's my job to go and help that position, whatever it may be. That's why you're the head coach. That's why you're put in those situations.
Mike, I've said several times that this time is kind of a gut feeling. I almost expect you to say it was time, but do you feel like your message was getting through the same now as earlier in your career?
Well, the team changes. So I'll be honest with you, I felt the best I felt about a team is this team in the last 5-6 years, because you're young, the character, the direction we were going. So, yeah, that is, you know, from that standpoint, it's always tough. But the message with free agency and the draft, you get a 30-year team that turns over every year. So it's not like you have the same guys.
Mike, did something change between you and Pat in recent years to come to this, from your perspective?
I don't think so. I've always had a great relationship with Pat, and I still do. We'll be friends for a long time. But like I said, you know, sometimes you have to make a change that you feel is in the best interest of your organization. I've been here for 14 years. You know, 3 years were very average. Even if we had a chance to do some things. But, you know, the bottom line with me is you get it done or you don't get it done. And it doesn't matter if it's offense, defense, or special teams. You know, do you get it done? And we haven't gotten it done. You know, had a chance the year before when we were 13-3 to get Pittsburgh in our backyard, and we didn't get that done. A chance to go to the Super Bowl. So we're all judged by, you know, what you get done. And, you know, the expectations are very high, and they should be.
Mike, I said often in the past that top five defenses are good indicators of championship medal. In retrospect, what do you think happened to your defense that caused it to be bottom five over the last couple of years?
You know, I don't think it's really fair for me to go in that direction. But the bottom line is it came back to me. You know, I didn't get it done. And it doesn't matter if it's what happened relative to anything. The bottom line is it comes back to me. And that's how you're evaluated. And obviously we talked briefly about the offense. Defensively, we can come back, I guarantee you. With a good draft, a couple free agents, and a lot of guys going in the same direction because we've got some strong character. So that's the key is where are we going from here? Not why, because I couldn't answer you honestly, and I wouldn't do it for obvious reasons.
Mike, when a player gets called up to the coach's office at a certain time of year, he knows what's coming when he walks up there. Did you not have any inkling when you were going into Pat Mullen's office what was about to happen?
No, I did not.
What did you think you were going to talk about?
I wasn't really sure. Maybe lunch? My new restaurant that I got to promote because I'm not getting any cash right now. So,
is there a sense of relief for the weight off your shoulders and you don't have to be anywhere tomorrow? Did you look pretty good?
No, I don't look forward to not having something to do, you know, because that's my personality. But, you know, I will have some time to sit back and. I remember my wife put up with me for about 2.5 days and was nice to me, and then she left. And I was fortunate enough for Pat to call me back to the Broncos after I got fired from the Raiders. So I wasn't on that couch just for a couple days, and I had a chance to come back here. So, you know, like I said, I'll sit back and kind of evaluate everything and then make a decision what I think gives me the best chance to win the Super Bowl or be successful. Everything?
Everything I just said, right?
And players? Yeah, give you a best chance to win. You know, a person will wants to compete. A person that will wants to win the championship as badly as you do. That would be number one. Ownership that wants to win just like you do and is willing to go to the extremes to get that done.
What have you contacted me so far, Mike?
Pardon me?
What teams have contacted you so far?
I haven't answered a phone call. I've answered 2 phone calls in the last 24 hours, and so I haven't talked to anybody. I did talk to Cutler this morning. He tried to get in contact with me last night, and I called him this morning. And,
what did y'all talk
about? Oh, just general news across the country. I said Denver fans is the best. We've got the best home. One loss record at home, and I attribute that to the fans. You know, we got the best. You know, like I said when I got here, it's a college atmosphere. They deserve the best. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to do that over the last couple of years. But, you know, they're behind you, and I love them.
Mike, how do you go about now finding a job? Do you have an agent, or do you just, the teams contact you directly?
I don't know. I really don't know. I haven't been in that market for a while, thank God, so I'm going to find out. You know, I don't want to, you know, talk about those things because it's really a slap to Detroit Lions. You know, just you're talking about a complete rebuilding. But I'll weigh the options when they come and make a decision what I think gives you the best chance to be successful.
I talked to Atlanta and Miami the last couple of years, last year actually. Is there any job out there where you don't think you could turn around in a year?
Well, like I said, it depends on ownership and people willing to compete. Do they want it as badly as you do? And so... That's a big question. No, but obviously there's teams winning 3-4 games that are in the playoffs. So if you're willing to compete and go to the limits, you got a chance. That's for sure.
You might consider a college job, but you know, obviously it's tough on you. How tough do you emotionally realize that your assistant coach, your guys, you work with? I mean, it's not just you.
Well, that's the hardest part about this job. I said, hey, don't feel bad for me. I've been lucky enough to last for. In this organization for 21 years, the people that I I have the most concern for are the assistant coaches and, you know, the support staff, people that, you know, have to move their families. That's the toughest thing that there is about, being fired as a head coach. You let a lot of people down and a lot of families down, people that you believe in, people that you care for, and you're not able to take care of those families. So that's the toughest part about it, by far.
Mike, you said you expected a lot of the offensive staff to stay top cover. How important do you think that is, given what you've said about the offense moving forward, to keep some of the people that have helped?
Well, whoever the head coach that comes in and he doesn't see what the offense did, in both in the running game and the passing game and total and the youth, would have to be crazy not to try to keep the people that made it happen. Yeah, I think I'm an NFL guy. Yeah. Now, I'm not ruling anything out, because when you don't have any jobs, you kind of, beggars cannot be choosers, so you just kind of wait and see. But I wouldn't cut anything out, to be honest with you, but I do love the NFL.
Mike, do you have any regrets?
Yeah, my regrets is not getting it done, in the last couple of years. That's my regrets. But, if I would have left 2 years ago, I would have felt miserable, because I didn't think we were going in the right direction. We kind of hit a lull. And with the youth that we've gotten in here and a couple good drafts and just the attitude and the character of this team, at least I feel like I'm leaving on a high note, a note with character, a note with a team that's going to be on the rise. And so from that standpoint, I feel good.
What do you think you'll miss the most?
I think relationships with the people that, you work with every day. Anytime you're working 100-hour weeks and you're busting your rear end to make things happen, that, that's what a football is. That's what a family's about, just working your tail off and trying to make it happen, trying to win a Super Bowl. And that's what I'll miss, because I think we had a lot of things in place going the right direction, which is great for the Denver Broncos, because you talk to the assistant coaches, they'll tell you exactly the same thing. What was the difference between this team and 2 years ago? Big difference.
How and is
well, that's what I'm saying. That's the difference between a head coach and assistant coach. You're financially secure. You don't have to work. You don't have to do the things that, your assistant coaches are going to have to find jobs. Guys you care about, families, young kids. All of a sudden they got to take off and move somewhere. But Pat's always been great too. Pat's always given me the ability to give a guy at least a year under contract, where a lot of owners want to do that. Kind of gives you an idea what kind of guy he is, because he's always allowed me that if something happened to me, besides being fired, and somebody came in, that he's going to take care of them for a year if they can't find a job. Not every owner will do that. And so, those are the things that you miss when you're able to run an organization the right way, and he allows you to do it. So you miss those things when you leave, because not everybody does that.
Mike, would you be surprised if John Elway found a role in this organization?
I think it'd be great. You know what John Elway means to Denver, and I mean, if I was a free agent coming in and John Elway was there, I'd sign for no money. So it all depends on, what John wants to do. There's a lot of time involved, and John's got a lot going on. But I think John would be perfect for any organization, especially this one, if that's what he wanted to do. Well, no, because I'm going to try to find a way to get it done. If I get a contract, I'm not going to walk away. I'm not going to quit. I mean, we were 13-3, and we lost to Pittsburgh here, and I thought that was as good as we could get offensively. So we did make a change. We did decide to go in a different direction. And then, we had a chance, versus San Francisco. Obviously, we lost. Could have been in a play. We didn't get it done. Then the next year, I felt that I just did a horrible job coaching. We were 7-9. And, this year I felt good about the direction we were going, some of our draft choices, and just overall, just the general attitude of our football team. So you take a look at, the offense giving up 12 sacks and 600-something throws. That just doesn't happen. You find a quarterback that's a franchise quarterback. That doesn't happen. You take a look, you got a left tackle, you got wide receivers, So from that standpoint, you feel pretty good. And that's why when I do leave, I feel excited for Denver. And I'm not trying to put pressure on anybody, but it's what they've done this year. And then you got to go out and get the defense the right way. And this organization will always do everything they can to go out there and get that done. So that's why I'm excited.
But given all that, does the timing surprise you, given all the positives that you see moving forward?
Like I told you, you've got to make changes sometimes that you feel are in the best interest of the organization. And Pat gets to make those decisions. All my job is to work to try to make it happen. But if he feels that, hey, at the end of the day, the best thing to do is make a change, hey, it's tough, but I'm a big boy. I can understand why he wants to go in that direction. I can understand it. But that doesn't still change my goals and my aspirations on what I want to do.
How do you want to say it's going to be like when you're packing up 14 years of memories in that office and you drive out the gate for the last time?
Well, you know, I did that a little bit, last night and this morning. It's always tough. What's tough, though, is not packing those bags up. Is the people, the relationships that you have. That's the hard part. I'm going to be coaching. I can't give you a time frame, but I'm going to, look at my options, see if what options are out there. And like the gentleman asked me, is it college or pro? Heck, I don't know. I love the NFL, so I don't see myself getting out of it. But you just never know. You never know about your opportunities. Well, that's a good question. All I can say is, in my experiences here, we're just off the charts. And how you develop, friendships, how you develop relationships is going through those experiences together, going through the tough times, going through the good times. And I've had a lot of those experiences, with the Denver Broncos as an assistant coach and as a head coach. And that's why I appreciate everybody in this room, because you don't make it happen. One person doesn't make it happen. Everybody makes it happen. And you got to have an owner that gives you the ability to go out there and get the best people and keep the best people. And you get the best players, get the best coaches, because all I am is one of many. But to win a Super Bowl and to separate yourself, you got to be the best at every area. And that's what I enjoy about here. That's what I'll miss about here, that Pat gave me the opportunity to go do that and still have a fun relationship. Door was always open. He supported me through some very tough times where other people would have dumped me in a heartbeat. And I appreciate that because he knew that, we were going to get it done and we're going to get it done. And then he asked, well, why did this happen? And I said, hey, sometimes you got to go with your gut. Sometimes you got to, you're at a place for 14 years. And, hey, it's the best thing for the organization. I'm not saying it is, obviously, but I know one thing. This place will always be the tops in the NFL because of leadership.
How do you want people to remember you here and your time with the Broncos?
Hey, I think I gave it everything I had, as an assistant, as a head coach. And I think people look at me that way saying, hey, we're able to accomplish some things. We did finally win a couple Super Bowls. That was kind of fun. We had a chance to get back here a few years back. We had home field advantage and those things don't come. So when you miss those opportunities, you know it sticks with you. I didn't realize the first three Super Bowls I went to that we're going to lose. You don't even think about losing. And then after you lose three, you're saying, hey, am I ever going to get back there again? Then the next three that we go to, hey, we win. Well, I mean, that's why you're in this game. For those opportunities, those memories, those relationships with people that you'll never forget. Some of the guys I just mentioned here, and I can mention a lot of guys, obviously, that are on the current team now, or so I'd just be throwing out names, but they know how much I appreciate, what they've done to help me stay at one place for 21 years.
Would it be difficult for you to land in the division?
I don't know. I have a sign on me looking for a job. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Huh?
Yeah, I believe. I believe Pat Bowlen meant exactly that, but hey, I meant that too when I've hired different people. And all of a sudden, it just It's the time. It might not be perfect. But you got to make those tough decisions. And that's, you know, you don't always like those decisions because they do affect a lot of people. But sometimes you got to make those tough decisions when you, what you think is the best interest of the organization. And like I told you, you know, Pat Bowlen and I will be friends forever. Pat Bowlen has stood by me time and time again. Just when he's got to make a tough decision, I can relate to it. I can relate to it. And I know one thing. It was tougher on him than it is on me. I guarantee you that.
Like, business is business, but given how personal this is to you, what is the emotional rollercoaster been like the last 15 hours?
The what?
The emotional rollercoaster the last
15 hours. Yeah. You know, you sit down with your family. You know, my family, you know, this has been our home. So, you know, with the kids. Oh, I guarantee you, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, and I'll be rejuvenated whenever it comes. But, you know, that's my mindset. When I go someplace, you know, I'm going to, wherever it's at, I'm going with both feet, and it will be, you know, what I've just talked about and giving you that opportunity. But do I look forward to it? Yeah, I'm sure going to reflect on this for, you know, for a while and kind of sit back and get away. And I'm hoping our coaches get away. These guys have been working like crazy for the last 6-7 months without a day off, working $100-hour weeks. So the coaches in here, I'm hoping to get away before they come back to work. But, yeah, I think you look forward to accomplishing your goals. And when you come up short, you know, it's always disappointing. But we know what it's like to win. And hopefully we can get it done again. I'll answer just
go ahead.
You know what? You know, my son understands. Obviously, you know, he's at the Texans, so he understands the business. My daughter's in town. She got married July 4th, and her fiance was there too. So they understand the business. They understand how tough it is. They understand how I felt being in positions to let somebody go. They understand how tough it was on me. So they can relate to what Pat had to go through last night. They can relate through those stories because it's not easy. Especially when you care about people. But, hey, this is a tough business. And if you want to be the best, sometimes you got to make those tough decisions.
Mike, if I can ask you a real estate question, what do you do with that good project?
Well, I got a chance to live there. I love Denver, so hopefully we'll be living here for the rest of our lives. I always want a home here. Maybe you guys could at least get the square footage right in the paper one of these days. And
what's the square footage?
I'm not going to tell you. Anything else? Hey, appreciate everything. Thanks, guys and gals.